L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Second hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game on this Monday morning. Hope everybody's having a good start to your week and had a great weekend. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick in East Nashville, and Marquis Bunsen back at our Wholesale Link Game Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. Chase McCabe will be with Floyd Reese this afternoon and all week. So Chase and the GM coming up today at 2 o'clock. Every Monday at this time, we talk with TD. Teron Davenport, NFL Nation reporter for ESPN and ESPN.com, now joins us. He covers the Titans, and he drops his podcast every Wednesday on the program. Teron, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
How was your weekend?
Weekend was good, man. I got a new grill, so I put some stuff on there, you know. Did my thing. It was good to get Chef Boyardee back in the backyard. So, yeah, it was good. How about yours?
So what do you rank your grill level, like your ability on the grill? What's your skill level? What are you, 1 to 10? What do you think? Are you a
one
master?
To 10, I would say about an 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to be, too overconfident and give myself a 10, but I say an 8.
Okay. That's good. That's very good. Before we get into some football stuff, we had Chris Sanders on earlier last hour, just kind of talking about some of his experiences, talking about what's going on in the world. And we talked about this incident that happened at Talladega yesterday in Bubba Wallace's garage, where a noose was left in his stall. We love talking with you football, but also, you know, sometimes it calls for us to talk about this stuff. When you saw this story last night, what went through your mind?
It didn't surprise me. I actually had this conversation with my oldest daughter last night, who's a senior at Howard University, and we were just talking about some of the things that are different now as opposed to when I was in school. And I just explained to her that one of the things, it's bittersweet, because here's the deal. You always have people who have those type of beliefs, right? But now these people are more out in the open with it. So it's not a matter of, you know, shaking your next door neighbor's hand or saying hello to your next door neighbor when you come home, and then that next door neighbor going in the house and calling you all types of inappropriate names. It's now out in the open, right? If somebody doesn't like you, they don't like you. And that's one of the things. And with this situation here, with that noose being in Bubba Wallace's trail, I mean, that's ridiculous. That's, to me, is the highest degree of cowardice. And I think whoever did it needs to be punished to the utmost degree. And it's just, I mean, it's cowardly. If you have this type of problem with somebody, be a grown-up. Approach them about it. Let them know. You know, if it's to that degree where you want to hang a noose in their work environment, be grown and let them know. That's the way I look at it. And I think it's just whoever did that is a pure coward. And I firmly believe that.
Do you have any personal experiences over the years dealing with fans or what have you? You know.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I mean, whether even, you know, back in playing days in high school, I encountered it. Obviously, you know, when I was younger, encountered it. When we went to a different area that, you know, didn't have a lot of people that looked like us. I mean, I remember at Cheney University. You know, that's an HBCU, but we were in a state conference, the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference. And I remember going against schools like Kutztown and IUP and Westchester, and you're going there, and they would call you the N-word just to try to get you out of your game, you know, and it's something that definitely I've seen. And even in writing, your email is open to people so they could send anything. And I've received stuff, but, you know, I've learned to kind of let that not impact my thoughts too much, you know, not give people that free headspace. And I think that's really what you do. And just, you know, as far as on the field, I mean, that was something that just made me want to whoop their butt even better, you know. So I, most of the time, if that was said, I'd just smile at them and just shake my head and walk away.
Is that how you always handled it, or was there a time and a place when you did not handle it that way?
No, not at all. I will give my wife a lot of credit. She's actually helped me to become a much more relaxed and reserved person. Growing up, you know, those type of things would definitely, you know, make me fight, make me do stuff I shouldn't do. So I've definitely learned to just overall control my temper. It was really bad, you know, growing up. I guess that was the Blackfoot Indian in me, you know. My temper was not the best, but I've learned to control it.
It does seem that hopefully we all calm down a little bit with age. That's the way it's supposed to work. How do you think this season, because of everything that we're talking about, we've got obviously a whole lot of weirdness in 2020, whether it's a pandemic, so you've got that in play, and maybe, you know, no fans, who knows what they're going to decide on. With that, it's going to be different. We know that. And now we've got this element that we're talking about. Will it bring teams together? Will it be a divide? I don't know how it's going to play out. So how would you answer that? What do you expect from this upcoming NFL season?
Well, as far as from a team perspective, I think it absolutely will bring teams together even closer. I don't see how it will cause a divide. And it just, for me, just, you know, I think – adversity, you know, when you go through it together, you just draw closer. But as far as how the season, it is so up in the air, and who really knows? You know, now you have the tiers that they're establishing as far as access is concerned. But, I mean, when you look at the different colleges, right, that are coming down with outbreaks, you know, and you look at other sports, you really have to question, all right, is this really something that's going to be able to happen? And, I mean, at the same time, there are issues that are even bigger than this, you know what I mean, that
sure,
you know, have to be ironed out. But, I mean, for a lot of us, this sport, football, it's you know, for some of us, it's a living. For others, you know, it's a very, very pleasurable outlet to be able to, you know, sit down and watch a game, whether it's at the stadium or sitting in your house. So it's really impacting so many people. I hope it does work out, obviously, but there's really no telling.
Willie, I know I was getting ready to flip it to him real quick, but I want to just jump in there quickly because this has happened on the college level. And you brought up the college game. Athletes are speaking out against their coaches if they feel like behavior is unacceptable. As a player, you brought up your playing days. Did you ever feel that you had a coach that was out of line, whether it was a head coach or an assistant, that you were uncomfortable with?
No, I always got along really well with my coaches. Never had issues, so I can't say that.
Willie?
We're talking to Teron Davenport. Teron, you referenced the new tier system that is coming out now. And at least in my mind, I've gone through a stage in the last few weeks where I started to allow myself, this is all within my head, right? I think we're all still trying to process how we're dealing with this virus, right?
Right.
I was starting to, in my mind, say, this is going to happen. They're going to play. We're going to figure this out. And then for the first time in a few weeks, there was a number of things, not just with football and college football players coming back to do workouts and, you know, baseball players and hockey players, I started to say, whoa, you know, maybe I need to pump the brakes and not assume that this is going to happen. Are you feeling the same way? Are you a little concerned now more so than you were when you know, you started hearing more and more about the plans ramping up?
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely a bit more concerned. Just because, like you said, the outbreaks at the different schools, and then it's just, even just overall, right, as we continue to open back up and try to work back towards some degree of normalcy, you're seeing the numbers spike, you know, so it's just, it's tough. And you look at it, and I don't know that even if the season starts, I don't know that they're going to be able to have fans. Because, how is that safe? You know, so there's a lot of questions. I'll say that, man. It just 2020 has been crazy, man. You know, we started with losing Kobe, and it's just going downhill from there. So it's almost like you want to just fast forward and let's get to 2021, man. This is a new year. I'm going to be celebrating, like, to the utmost degree.
When you saw the tears, I read over it once. I need to go back through and look at the details. It looks like, you know, obviously the players and the coaches are in one tier. Then there's the next wave of team officials. The general manager is in tier two, I think, and the football ops. And then tier three is more of the employees and the in-house media. I guess the team announcers would have that. So as you start the process, how you'll do your job, if we can continue forward here, Teron, how do you view how you're going to communicate with the players, get the stories that help you do your job? How are you going to try to tackle that?
Yeah, I think most of the availability is going to be virtual. And I hate that, because some of the best conversations that I've had were just random bump into, hey, by the way, what do you think? And then they've resulted in long conversations. So I hate the fact that it's almost a foregone conclusion that we won't be in a locker room. So for me, you know, I'm going to rely on text messages, you know, rely on personal relationships that I've established. But again, there are other relationships that you still have to establish. You know, like, you don't have everybody on the team's phone number or a contact to them, you know. So I'm going to rely on the connections I've established. But Titans PR, you know, they're always really, really good. They're working on a couple of things for me right now. And they're always really good as far as trying to make sure that, you know, we get the access that we need. So just going to have to work at a different angle and, you know, roll with the punches, so to speak.
I saw the story this morning, Adam Schefter saying that it appears that Dak Prescott is going to sign the franchise tag. What were your thoughts? Are you surprised at all that he's not going to take it a little closer to July 15th before that happens?
I'm not surprised, because at the end of the day, you have to look at it. It's $31.5 million. That's a lot of money. And obviously, he would like to have a long-term deal, but I think he understands what's in front of him, right? Go in there, perform to your best, get off on a good start with your new head coach, who has done a solid job, at least on the offensive side of things, with past quarterbacks, whether it's, you know, Alex Smith, obviously Aaron Rodgers. So I think you go in there, and I'm not surprised he's doing it. I think he's going to go in there and play himself into a position where, you know what, they have to at this point next year. They have to give him a long-term deal.
What do you think is going to happen with Jamal Adams for the Jets? This is one where the timing of, you know, everything that's going on right now, you know, I wonder what his chances are, as opposed to if this were, let's just say, 1 year ago or 2 years ago, in a sort of a more normal off season where you try to get yourself out of a situation, perhaps like Jalen Ramsey did in Jacksonville. So, you know, what is the end game here?
Yeah, I'm not sure with that one. I really struggle to understand his gripe, right? I think when you look at what the Jets have done, they've made him a key part, and he earned that right. You know, just like Dak Prescott earned a new contract, you know, he earned the right to be able to be a focal point of that defense. So I just think it's just almost too dug in, man. And I think at this point, they have to deal them. I really feel that way. They have to deal them. But it's just, it is give and take, because as a GM, you don't want to show yourself to have, you know, okay, well, this guy, he played the Trump card. Not Trump card, that's not right. He played the ace in the deck, and he made me deal him. So now other players could try to do that too. So I think there's give and take with it, but I feel like it's in their best interest to get rid of him, because he's a very emotional player also. So you know how that goes, man. Like, if a guy that's already emotional is in a situation that will cause even more emotions on the negative side of things, that could be bad in the locker room and bad for your organization.
How crazy is it that he basically comes out and says, I want to go back home and play for the Cowboys? If that is your goal, he didn't help himself by doing that, right? Because now he puts the Jets in a terrible spot. It's not like the Cowboys have all this extra money laying around. They're always up against the cap. They're always investing in top-level players. I don't know how many times they can do it. Now, I don't know if maybe Jerry Jones can't resist and he does something, but if you really do want to get out, it doesn't put the Jets in a good position to say, oh, yeah, I'll just call Jerry Jones and he'll give me a couple first-round picks and we'll all be happy. That's an odd way of going about it.
Yeah, I think in this case, this is an incident where I think the players should not have come out and spoke, because, as you mentioned, it really murdered any degree of leverage that you have. But from a cap perspective, he's only going to cost 3.5 this year. So I would think that, but as you said, they're always up against it. So next year they're going to have a situation where they're going to have to, you know, extend him long term, because he's going to want his money. But I think it was a bad thing for him to come out and say all of this, because, again, it destroyed any leverage.
I just want to ask you one more, Teron, because I saw your tweet on Juneteenth. And I think this is one thing that has come out that's a good thing, is the awareness of Juneteenth has grown in a big way. This year, probably more so than any other year, without a doubt, right? And listen, I'm a history major, and I studied history of Black America. I took classes. My senior thesis was on slavery, and I admit I didn't know a whole lot of the details of Juneteenth, but I've kind of made it a goal of mine to know more now, and it's people like yourself that have tried to pass this along. So I'm curious, when did you first start learning about Juneteenth? When did you first become aware of it?
You know, to be honest with you, I didn't learn about it growing up. I learned about it. I still remember his name. My sophomore year at Cheney University, Professor Holmes. And I remember I took African American history, and he taught me about it. And the thing that I always loved, it was just, you know, I would stay after class with him. And, you know, he would tell me just different things. Like he would say, you know, when you go back to your dorm room, you're going to open up your refrigerator and, you know, you're going to grab a soda and you're going to drink it. Did you know that the person that invented that refrigerator looks like you? You know, and it just, like, that type of stuff always resonated with me. So I said, for me, you know, I want to make sure that my daughters know about it. I want to make sure that, you know, my nephew knows about it. I want to make sure that it's just knowledge that I share with people. So that's where, when I first learned about Juneteenth was, you know, sophomore in college. And I just made it my business to make sure that, you know, my children, they understand their history and they know about it.
I learned more about it this weekend when there was two websites that are attention seekers were squabbling over that. So that's when I learned a little bit more about it. Anyway, Teron, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for doing this. Anything on tap for the podcast this week that you can tell us?
We're working on some things. I definitely want to just, you know, keep bringing solid shows. But I don't have anything in stone, but we're working on some stuff.
Okay, good deal. Always appreciate the visits. Thanks for doing this. Have a great week.
Yeah, for sure. You guys take it easy.
All right. Talking with TD, Teron Davenport, his podcast, Talking with TD, will drop on Wednesday, and he does a fantastic job. You can also hear it on 102.5 The Game, and he joins us on the program. And he is the NFL Nation reporter for covering the Titans for ESPN and ESPN.com. We will come back on the other side. One of the candidates to be an NHL hub city has been told they will not. Also, a really cool move by the SEC and honoring somebody, and we'll tell you more about that as well on the other side. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.